Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Merle Exit. No, I think it's warm outside. That's what I got. It's cloudy. I can look out the window and see how people are dressed. Let's see. Maybe it's not as warm as I thought. Well, I don't know. It's maybe the cloudiness. But anyway, so I'm here in Queens, New York City, and on the show. We're doing a show tonight. We're going to be talking to Jim Caruso. Jim does all kinds of stuff over at Birdland Jazz Club in Manhattan. He hosts shows and does his own thing. And he's going to be doing a show with Billy Stritch, piano player Billy Stritch, over at Queensborough Community College. So we're going to chat with him about this. Let's see if this works. I'm dialing him right now. Dialing, it says. It says it's dialing. Okay. This didn't work the last time. Hopefully it does this time. Dialing.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Well, just basically introduce yourself to my audience.
Do you do an intro?
Oh, I already did my intro.
Oh, okay. Well, then just...
No, kind of tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, sure.
Oh. Wow. give me a hint. This is Jim Caruso. How are you?
Okay. Well, I kind of said, you know, you're over at Birdland Jazz Club, you know, and then you do your own thing, kind of thing. And I also just mentioned that... you know, doing the show with Billy Stritch over at Queensborough Community College, QPAC.
That's right. We can't wait to get over there.
What, I'm so curious, what made you decide to do this? I'm just, pick QPAC, or did they call you?
They called us. We have a show called the Sinatra Century, and we've been doing it all over the country. Of course, it's a tribute to the late, very great Frank Sinatra and his 100th birthday.
Oh, how do you like that? So in other words, this, you don't have Velcro attached between you and the Birdland Jazz Club, huh?
No. Yeah, no, we work all over the world.
Okay, you can go out and do your own thing, in other words.
Yes, of course we can. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, that's how I always associate you with the club, and you know.
We've been there 14 years every Monday, but you know, Billy is Liza Minnelli's musical director.
Oh yeah.
I was in a show called Liza's at the Palace for 3 years that won a Tony. We've been doing this Sinatra show all over the country. We do cast party all over the world, really.
Oh.
And. We get out as much as possible. We also do a great show with Jane Monheit called Hollywoodland that's a tribute to the wonderful music of the golden age of Hollywood.
Oh, so cool.
We just came back from Las Vegas doing that, and we love getting out and about.
So tell me, like, tell us about this particular show. Like, who picked the songs, by the way?
Well, we did. It's our show. Billy Stritch and I are starring in a show called The Sinatra Century, which will be at this college, and it's a celebration of all things Sinatra.
So the two of you, like, put your heads together and said, let's do this song, this song, this song, kind of thing.
Right.
Okay. And when you've been entertaining, have you been doing Sinatra songs anyway, or... I mean, have you been singing Sinatra songs? Had that even been your thing, or just this particular thing that you decided?
Has it been my thing? Well, you know, we sing songs from the Great American Songbook, and I always have. And, of course, Sinatra made thousands of recordings. So you're going to hit a Sinatra song, that's for sure, if you sing the Great American Songbook.
Well, okay. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Can you do you have any particular favorites of Sinatra songs?
Oh, my gosh. I like the songs that he sang in the 40s and 50s. Well, you know, the torch songs, the Wee Small Hours of the Morning, and there's some Cy Coleman songs that he did, The Best Is Yet to Come, and Tender Trap is a personal favorite. And Witchcraft, and Come Fly With Me. That was a little later.
Sure.
But you know, he sang some of the greatest songs ever written. That's for sure. There was no shortage of incredible material to choose from.
Does Billy sing too? I know he plays the piano.
Yes, that's what he does.
Okay, because he does, right. Because in my mind, I always think of him as someone who's just there to accompany somebody else, kind of thing. Because he does a lot of that, doesn't he? He accompanies a lot of singers.
Yes, but he's a singer.
Oh, okay.
Billy Stritch is a singer. Of course he is. Yes, he's sung all over the planet for about 45 years.
Okay. Yeah, but it's just that I don't remember what I've gone to see, but it's like he was like billed as accompanying somebody, and I guess that's, you know, maybe that's his thing. But okay. So so do you know anything about this group Jazz Diva, or is that something else
Yes, they're a wonderful big band, and it's an all-girl big band, and they will be sharing the stage with us.
Now, have you played with them before? Have you, like...
Never. And I'm so looking forward to it.
So how'd you get them? I mean, what...
There's really no story there. We were just booked on the same gig, and they are going to play a couple big numbers, and then we're coming out and doing pieces of the Sinatra Century, and then we'll sing with a trio, and then we will do a bunch of numbers with the band. It's going to be a blast.
Oh,
listen,
great.
If you like Sinatra material, it's going to be the place to be.
And even if you don't, it's still the place to be, right? Even if you don't like Sinatra, it's still the place to be, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't know how to answer that, Meryl.
Oh, okay.
If you like Sinatra music, this will definitely be the place to be.
Oh, okay. Nice. It's interesting that everybody is kind of getting, so not everybody, a lot of people getting on the bandwagon of the 100th birthday kind of thing, and I've seen a lot of...
Well, it was last year, so the bandwagon is kind of over, but...
Yeah, right.
Right. I mean, last year was the year, so... But we're happy to still be singing this material. It just couldn't be greater songs, and the audience eats it up, and it swings, and it's funny, and it's witty, and we have great stories. Billy knew Sinatra, of course, and I would have been a fan always. I grew up in an Italian family. So, you know, on the wall, we had two pictures. We had the Pope and we had Sinatra.
That's right. How Italian can you get? Right, of course.
That's right.
Not Dean Martin, though. Not Dean Martin, huh?
No, Meryl, it's a Sinatra show, so we
are... No, I'm saying at your house. when you with the pictures
no.
that you put up. Oh, okay, because that seems to be the other one, the other thing that people that the Italian people put up is a picture of Dean Martin.
I see.
Yeah. So now, you want to just tell us a little bit about the just a quick thing about the thing you do on Monday nights for people?
Sure. That's called Jim Caruso's Cast Party. It's an open mic night for the Broadway and jazz communities. We've been hosting that at Birdland in the Theater District here in New York City for almost 14 years, every single Monday night. There have been about 600 of them, as a matter of fact. So whatever, that's 13 or 14 years. And it's everyone from Liza Minnelli to Michael Feinstein to Chita Rivera, Tony Bennett, up-and-coming Broadway kids, fabulous jazz players and singers and tap dancers and songwriters. And it's like our very own Ed Sullivan show every Monday night.
Have you ever gotten somebody like from some time ago or whatever that, you know, did their thing there and now is suddenly like a big star?
Absolutely.
That's, because I know they'll live.
I mean,
yeah, it's
sorry?
Like showcasing places, sort of, as they had called them.
Okay. It's an open mic night at Birdland every single Monday. And we've had. Just offhand, Ariana Grande used to come in when she was a little girl, and now she's one of the biggest stars in the world.
Yeah, look at that. That's true. Yeah, you just never have you. Have you ever been to Queensborough Community College? Have you ever been over there?
I believe I performed there a long time ago with Billy in concert.
Oh, okay. Who knows? Maybe I went to see that. I'm not sure.
Well, then you'd know Billy was a singer.
Yeah.
If you'd seen him.
What I have to do? I have to Google and take a look to see. I went, oh, right.
I was there to
see who he was accompanying.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, that might be it. But that's okay. So you've been like, so he's been your accompanist, like, as well as the fact that that he accompanies other people, right? But he's been your accompanist all along?
Well, we've worked together for many, many years. We've been best friends for about 35 years.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
So we've sung on and off together. Of course, we're at the Carlisle Hotel every Sunday night here in New York City.
Oh, yeah? Wait a minute. I have to note that. They're at the Carlisle.
Yeah.
On Sunday. All right. Maybe I'll set something up to go to the Carlisle on a Sunday and write about that.
Bemelman's Bar. We're at Bemelman's every Sunday, starting April 17th again.
Okay.
And that's
April 17th. Oh, okay. That is good. I have something else to write about. Cool, too.
Right.
So you look at this is coming up in a couple of days, isn't this? At Queensborough? In about a week?
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have to put that on my calendar. I'm going to see Liza. Not Liza. I'm going to see Elliot. No, what's her name? No. Kazan.
Okay.
I don't know
what you're talking about.
You know, what's her...
okay,
lady?
Well, what else?
Lady.
Are you a Sinatra fan?
Yes, I am.
I bet we'll hit some of your favorite songs.
I'm sure I would, that because of the popularity that he had, if you're not a fan, you know the songs. And you probably
know. I mean, you know.
And you know the words. You know, it's that kind of
thing.
Well,
I hope so.
There probably wouldn't be a song that says, oh, there would not be a song that I would say, I never heard that one.
Well, he recorded thousands of songs, so they weren't all hits, that's for sure. But we do a big medley of songs from his movies with about 30 songs in it. It's so much fun. He made some great movies. He made some not-so-great movies, but the songs were fantastic. And Billy's done a great job putting these arrangements together. And I think musically it's just, it's a terrific evening.
Okay. Well, absolutely looking forward to it. And,
great.
And I guess I'll be there with bells on my toes, I guess.
Perfect. Well, okay. We'll be there.
Okay.
We'll be the
Thanks
ones
lot,
in the dinner
Jim.
Jackets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. So, so that's what we got at Queensboro Community College. So I am going to end the show because I don't got much to – I got to go back to my writing over here. I have so much to write. And so we got to find it here. Music intro. So everybody have a great day. Have a great evening or whenever the heck you're going to be listening to this.